Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did you watch the season finale of The Outsider on HBO?
Yeah, and I ended up having really bad dreams last night, too.
Did you watch
after? Like, I woke up from a bad dream. It's all, you know, sort of
supernatural.
Yeah, mystical, or right. However you want to describe that, whatever's going on there. But it's heavy.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My mom was saying she was having nightmares from it, too. Did you, when they flashed to black at the end, stay long enough to see that there was a 5-minute additional piece to it?
I did, in that the TV stayed on and I started to get ready for bed, and then I saw stuff happen again.
I think they're going to do a second season.
It's the conversation that he had with her, right? And then they part ways.
And then she has a...
Wait, do that again? A scratch? Oh, no, I didn't see the scratch.
That was the last thing they showed.
Oh, so she might be next?
I mean, the thing is, I thought, way to cap the book. What a nice job they did on that. It was decent. You know, it was in the book. What happens in the final scene is much more filled with creeping worms and things that are trying to get them, and they're being chased out and they got to kill all those things. I can't even really remember exactly, but I remember it being much more horrifying and drawn out. But it was over. That was the end. And now looks like they're like, oh, everyone likes us, let's do another season. So they throw on a 5-minute thing at the end that opens the door for that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I could see them saying a good writer can turn this into anything.
Right. I wonder if they get Stephen King to consult, or if they pull a Game of Thrones and just let the people who adapted this write it.
I don't know. Yeah. I imagine he'd want to
be involved with it.
But who knows? Maybe he's like, I'm writing 5 books at once right now. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I'm busy. This is what I do. So. Yeah, I don't know. But it was very well done. I'm sorry that it's over, because you know who I found that I love in that thing? I love the guy who played Ralph Anderson. I don't know who he is, but he's just such a kind... Like, as an actor, I thought he did a great job in that
role.
The
main policeman?
Ralph Anderson, isn't that his name?
I don't remember the last name, but sure. Okay.
So he's, I just went, wow, I'm a fan of that guy. I like him. I'm going to miss him.
Oh, well. Mm.
Some nice moments in there.
Yeah. So anyway, I did watch it. I liked it. And I, for some reason, had bad dreams from it.
Oh.
I don't know why. And I normally don't even dream. Or I don't remember them.
Sunday is a tough night anyway. I find that I wake up a lot on Sunday. If I manage to get to sleep at all. I swear to God, it's like 8:30, you know, 7:30 real time.
I went to bed way later than normal last night, too.
Well, I went about my regular time, but it doesn't matter because it's Sunday anyway. And then I was all just screwed up. I laid in bed for like 3 hours. So not fun. I tried everything. You know, just
don't think.
Don't think. Don't
I was
think.
Working that one, too.
That didn't work. Didn't work last night.
Well.
But I also have clock anxiety. Like, that one time, I don't know if it happened when a time change happened, but my, you know, our iPhones effed us by not going off when they were supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was widespread, but you and I both, on the same day, our phones just didn't, that was it.
It so was I widespread.
Triple-checked my...
It was part of an update or something that screwed up the phone, and everyone was writing in, oh, you should have turned your phone off and back on, whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We missed out. So I did that, though. I restarted my phone yesterday.
I
double-checked all my stuff. But then I still had phone anxiety. So throughout the evening, as I'm sort of sleeping, I'm waking up and looking at my clock. And, oh, my God, was it? Is that, did I reset that one? Is it? Because, you know, you're in that disoriented state between sleepfulness and wakefulness. And then the coronavirus, of course, is haunting everyone's dreams.
It's not really, you know, the trip is, now that I've had a chance to read about what the symptoms are and what it entails, I can see why the people at the urgent care when I went in wanted me tested.
Yeah.
Because it really is about the cough. It starts with the cough, and that's what I had. Mm-hmm. And so And the cough is still lingering. Even like I feel better from the flu I had 2 weeks ago.
Your voice still sounds kind of
I've been
scratchy.
Coughing still. Yeah. That's why.
Well, and the flu went through your house, too. Like, thank goodness it wasn't coronavirus, for God's sake. What is your what's your mom saying about her decision to, I mean, this,
she's
that was
glad
the,
that she's...
That was the right move?
Well, it's the right move because had she shown up and given... I got a one-year-old, man. I mean, I know they go by months because there's a big difference between just one and 18 months or whatever, but still, she's one. So the coronavirus comes into my house, it's going to be a...
problem.
Mega problem.
Well, and your other daughter has had her own issues. She doesn't need to be dealing with that either. She just had a flu, for God's sake.
We just spent a week in the hospital, right? So, yeah, we're trying very hard to not have this affect us. But and, you know, the missus works from home, so that's good. She works for Salesforce and is at home. I just got a text that everyone at Salesforce has been told to work from home, but I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
I'll have to look that up. You know, most places are saying, let's not have everybody come in.
They've even been testing out like the protocols for that. Like, how would we make this work if nobody could come into work?
Right.
And frankly, if you can log onto your computer from home, it can work. And I think that's what we're going to see.
Most of the tech companies have issued laptops, phones. Most of the phones come loaded with all the stuff
everything
they use, so they can do everything on the phone. So, yeah, I bet there's a lot of places that are saying, stay home.
We have our first celebrity case of coronavirus.
Who? Okay.
I mean, define celebrity.
Sure, that's my question.
Somebody everybody knows.
All right.
It's Senator Ted Cruz.
Oh, he thinks he has it?
He doesn't. But in an overabundance of caution, and because he just needs a few days off. I mean, and who doesn't, really? They're saying he has taken the responsible step of self-social quarantine to make sure he doesn't infect anyone else if he does have it. Ted interacted with somebody at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, a couple weeks ago, who has since tested positive for the coronavirus. And he was notified of this as they were, this person's been diagnosed. It tested positive for corona. So now they're going back through his history and everybody he's had contact with, and he goes, oh yeah, by the way, I shook hands with that nice guy Ted Cruz, we talked for about a minute, some physical contact. He said they had a chat and shook hands. This happened about 10 days ago.
All right.
And the incubation period is believed to be up to 2 weeks. They say in some cases up to 21 days, which is such a long time. Ted is going home to Texas and chill out for a week or so. He is not experiencing symptoms. Medical officials have said the odds are very, very low that the person passed it to you, because it's been 10 days and you're demonstrating no symptoms whatsoever. He's doing it anyway out of an overabundance of caution. President Trump and Vice President Pence both spoke at CPAC, but White House officials are saying there's no indication either were in close proximity to the infected person. But that is, you know, this guy doesn't, you don't even know he's infected until 10 days later.
In the cases where someone doesn't know, what are you going to do? It's these people who do know they've been exposed, have been places where there's big outbreak, and then they continue to go about their business. There's the problem. That person that's purposefully or knowingly putting others at risk because, hey, I'm not showing any symptoms and I have stuff to do.
Right. I actually feel like Ted Cruz is doing the right thing and setting a good example. He basically says, last night I was informed, Instagram. Last night I was informed that 10 days ago at CPAC, I briefly interacted with an individual who's currently symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19. Basically says it was a brief conversation and a handshake. He's gone on to consult with everybody. They're saying at 10 days now, and he says he feels fine and healthy. And he's basically saying, nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how I frequently interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I've decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since that interaction. And that's basically it on the Ted Cruz thing.
All right,
but,
well.
You know, a known person who came in contact with someone. Oh. And he's not wrong. Coronavirus. I mean, if anyone is out there touching people, kissing babies and shaking hands, it's...
Politicians. Sure.
Stop it. Last week, a man who recently attended a Tool concert in New Zealand was confirmed to have the coronavirus. Mm. Health officials say it's possible other fans may have caught it from him, so they should be aware of the symptoms. There's no indication that anyone in Tool was exposed. You know, they're separated
right.
by a gulf of security. The security guards, though, who knows? That's the thing. You just don't know. You don't know what got handed to whom or who put a hand on someone and then you touched them later. Oh, no.
I don't know what's going to happen to the summer concert season.
Oh, it's going away.
But it's not looking good.
Steph Curry missed the Golden State Warriors game against the 76ers on Saturday. He was out with the flu, not the coronavirus.
That's the biggest, I'm telling you, that's the biggest, one of the biggest problems with the timing here is that most people are already experiencing, or most medical offices, facilities are experiencing a lot of colds and flu. It's cold and flu season.
Right.
I just had it.
So they got to test specifically for that.
And I had the flu shot and still ended up with the flu.
The team physician said, we have identified his probable source contact. He has no specific risk factors for COVID-19. He has the seasonal flu. John Travolta does not have the flu or the coronavirus. But there's a joke making the rounds online that says, breaking news, John Travolta was hospitalized for suspected COVID-19. But doctors now confirm it was only Saturday Night Fever. And they assure everyone that he's staying alive. Saturday Night Live, as you might expect, they went to town on this with a few different sketches about it. Where do you want to start with this, Bernie?
You want to start with Debbie Downer?
Yeah, let's start with Debbie Downer. So Rachel Dratch, who did Debbie Downer back in the day, she made a special appearance. She's always trying to get on that show, though. I swear to God, she must live next door to the studio because every other week she's on there doing something around.
Is that right?
Yeah. She was Amy Klobuchar last week. And this week, she's Debbie Downer, bringing back her beloved character.
So they're at a wedding, and she shows up in a mask to sit down at the table here.
Come on. Hilarious. There was also a cute thing with Kate McKinnon and the actual Elizabeth Warren, where they, because Kate's been playing her.
Right.
And so they did a thing where they did this to Drake's, some Drake song. Is it called Switch Up or something?
Mm.
So... Kate's dancing in the background behind Elizabeth Warren, who's holding up her camera into the mirror, you know, to catch the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, they've switched and they're wearing the same outfit. And then Elizabeth Warren is doing the dance because now she can. She's not a contestant anymore.
Right.
But that was really cute. And they did a soap opera sketch.
Mm-hmm. And they said due to the coronavirus, they had to change the way the acting is because of for the safety of the actors.
Did they?
Yeah, and so here's one of the little sketches here.
He's got a 10-foot wand that he's putting the... Oh, they're handshaking. Okay.
I saw that kid over the weekend, the one that
Keenan Thompson,
in a movie called Good Burger.
Oh,
have you heard of this?
I've heard of the movie. I haven't seen it.
And his partner—I don't know what his partner's name is—but the two of them are like a comedy team.
Oh,
from Nickelodeon.
That's right.
It's really cute. I mean, it's annoying, but it's also for kids.
Right.
And my kid watched it 3 times in a row.
Oh. How long is it? A full-on movie?
It's a full-on movie. And Mondo Burger is the enemy of Good Burger. It was cute. Very cute.
Just a couple more little quickies about the coronavirus, because, you know, why not dedicate the whole break to it? There's talk about no crowds at the Summer Olympics, which are set to start in Tokyo on the 22nd of July.
They may. It could still be canceled.
Yeah, it could be. Just like South by Southwest was. I don't know if you'll have a bigger story about this, but they're basically saying, sorry, 400,000 people who were planning to, we don't want you.
In Texas.
In Texas, sure. In Austin.
Mm-hmm.
At South by Southwest. Justin Bieber's downsizing his tour from stadiums to smaller arenas because ticket sales have been disappointing, and it could be because of the coronavirus. They say when it first went on sale, which is, I don't know, a month ago, selling briskly, suddenly dropped off. Everyone's like, oh, no, we can't go to that.
Well, you start to think.
Yeah, do I want to be in a room full of potential sick people?
I know one thing. At my house, we cannot get this. Like, I got one at-risk kid with a health issue, one little, very little kid.
We need to run a line to Vinny's house.
I'm just, no.
You can't be having interactions
I'm just
outside.
Telling you, it's like, really, there's a lot of reason for people to be like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go do all that crap.
Self-isolation.
Forget it.
My fear is the kid that comes home to my house from the giant gathering of people. I mean, he shows up on Friday nights. I'm like, oh.
You didn't yank him yet? I thought you said you were going
to
yank him.
No, he won't let me yank him. Yeah, he has work to do. He has things to do. He's on the phone the whole weekend.
What do you mean he was on the phone
the whole
weekend?
He's got some thing he's working on. Just talking to the various people on the team.
Oh, but he didn't go
He didn't go back to Berkeley, right. But they're, you know, he's still going to go to class today. It's scary. Anywho, hey everyone, it's not the only thing in the world.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, more of that after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.